Psalm 71, verse 14, the Bible says, David was saying, "But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more." Let me just give you a little bit of history on when Psalm 71 was written and what state David was in, and then talk a little bit about why David did and why we should do what that verse says, praise God more and more. When Psalm 71 was written, David was old. He wasn't the shepherd boy. He wasn't the youthful king of Judah. He wasn't the youthful king of Israel. He was old. He had been king for almost 40 years. He was sick. In fact, he was about to die. And in fact, one of his sons had just declared himself to be king. One Absalom, it was his son Adonai, and I'm not saying that right, but Adonijah. It was his Adonai. Okay, that's it. my tongue just won't say that tonight. But he was the son that declared himself to be king, and if you remember the story. Bathsheba and the priest had to come in and say, "Wasn't it your intention that Solomon be the king? Don't you know that this other son has declared himself to be king?" And he was really rebelling against David. And so David, when he was old, when he was sick, about to die, when another one of his children has rebelled against him, he penned the 71st Psalm. And in fact, the 71st Psalm was used a lot by the Jews when one of their children rebelled. When one of their children rebelled, they would get this song out and they would sing it as a way of encouragement. So what David was saying, as an old man, as a sick man, as a man who, again, one of his sons was rebelling, he said, "I will multiply my praise for thee the older and sicker I get." God, he says, the older I get, the more I'll praise you. When I get the sicker I get, the more I will praise you. The more trouble I have with my children, the more trouble I have with leading your people, I'm just going to praise you more and more. Now, stop and think about it. The last person in the Bible that you would expect to have to say this, "Lord, the older I get, I'm just going to praise you more and more," is David. Because David was always praising God. I mean, when he was out on the backside of the desert, keeping the sheep. He would take his harp at night. That's where a lot of the psalms came from. He would take his harp at night and he would pluck those strings and he would just sing praises to God. And yet, when now David's an older man, he says, "Even though I praised you every night when I was a little boy, when I was a little shepherd lad, the older I get, the sicker I get, the more rebellion I have in my family, the more I'm going to praise you. I'm just going to praise you more." When he was a young man, you remember, because he was so good on the harp, because his music would bring a soothing spirit to people that he played for, the king of Israel, Saul, said, "I want him to play for me." And so David would stand before the king, and he would play. And what would he play? He wouldn't play rock music. Rock music doesn't soothe nerves, my dear friend. I mean, if you haven't figured that out, you need to turn it off for a while and see what it does. But no, he wouldn't play rock music. He played the same songs that he played to the sheep. I mean, he wasn't partial. Played the same songs to the king that he played for the sheep. What were those songs? Praises to God. That's what soothes your nerves. That's what prevents the nervous breakdown and the nervous heebie-jeebies from overtaking you. Praise God. And when David had the opportunity to stand before the king, he would praise him. And yet, when he got old, when he got sick, he said, "God, I'm going to praise you more, more and more." You remember when the Philistines, they had the Ark of the Covenant, and you remember it was causing them so much trouble that they put it on a new cart and they sent it back, and it was finally coming back home to Jerusalem. You remember David got out and he danced around, he clapped his hands and he clicked his heels together and he said, "Praise God! Glory to God! Hallelujah! The ark is coming home!" And one of his wives, Michal, looked out, and she saw him dancing around the ark, saw him rejoicing, saw him praising God. She got embarrassed. He came back into the room, and she said, "David, you're not a Pentecostal. You're a Baptist." Of course, all the old Bible fellows were Baptists. We know that because we're Baptists. But she said, that was a joke too. "Boy, these guys are slow tonight, Dave." But she says, you're not a Pentecostal, you're a Baptist. You're not supposed to get out there dancing around praising God. But David said, oh, yes, I was. I was happy. God sent the ark back. His presence is back with us. And even though as a young king and as a young leader, he praised God over and over. He said, the older I get, Lord, the more I'm going to praise you. The sicker I get, the more I'm going to praise you. The more rebellion I have in my house, the more I'm going to praise you. I'm just going to praise you more and more and more and more. Sometime this week, check me out. Get your Bibles out. Read the first 10 Psalms. Then read 11 through 20. Then read 21 through 30. See how many times as a young man David praised the Lord. And then turn over to Psalms 140, 141, 142 through 150 and read those. Psalms 1, not a word about praising God in Psalms 1. In fact, I think you've got to go to Psalms 9 before David actually says, praise the Lord. But you go back to Psalms 140, and Psalms 145, 146, 147, and 150 all start with, what do you think? Praise the Lord. And they all end with, what do you think? Praise the Lord. The older David got, the more he said, praise the Lord. I'm old, yeah, but praise the Lord. I'm sick, yeah, but praise the Lord. My children are rebellion, and my family's falling apart, but praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know what? I think that's the way God wants it. I think the older we get, the more he wants us to praise him. And I think he was happy that David did it. When David was old, when he was sick, and he says, Lord, I'm going to praise you more and more, God said, glory to, well, he can't say glory to God, he's God, but he says, amen. That's right, brother, just keep praising me. Why? Now, why would God be happy for David as an old man to say, I'm going to praise you more and more? Why would God, and I really believe this, I think God would be pleased if the older we get, the more we praised him. I mean, I think for myself, I think for you, we ought to be praising the Lord more tonight than we did 5 years ago. We ought to be praising the Lord more tonight than we did 2 years ago. We ought to be praising the Lord more tonight than we did last week. And tonight, I'm going to give you four or five, I can't remember exactly how many I got, but four or five reasons why we should do that. Why the older you get, the more you ought to praise the Lord. Why the more sickness that comes to you, the more trouble that comes to you, you got to just praise God more. Why when more circumstances come, and they're bad circumstances, and you're in the middle of the depression, not the depression, but a depression, and you're in the middle of trials and troubles, you got to just sit back and praise God more and more and more. The more they come, just praise God. I want to give you five or six reasons why we should do that. I want to preach on the subject, I will praise thee more and more. And I think I got five of them. And we'll be out at our normal time, don't worry. I know I'm usually a three-point and a poem preacher, but tonight, you get your extra money's worth, you get 5 points. All right, why should we praise the Lord? The older we get, the sicker we get, the more trouble we have. Number one, David did it, number one, because he had more to praise God for. He had more to praise God for. When he wrote this psalm, as I mentioned, he was an old man. I mean, he had his face was furrowed, and his shoulders were stooped. He was no longer the young lad that was on his way to carry food to his brothers. He was no longer the young lad that stood before Goliath and hurled the slingshot and killed the giant. He was no longer the handsome young captain that led Saul's armies into battle and defeated the enemies. He was no longer the young man that had youthful strength and youthful enthusiasm and youthful zeal. He was old and he was sick and his son had rebelled. But he said, Lord, I praise you more tonight than I did when I was young. And I want to just praise you more and more and more and more because I got more to praise you for. He said, God, I praise you that you were with a little shepherd boy when he watched the sheep. And when the lion and the bear came, you helped that little shepherd boy beat the bear and beat the lion. He said, God, I praise you that when I was just a little lad, you let me take food to my brother and you let me look into the enemy of Israel, Goliath. And you let me, a little boy, take my slingshot and beat the giant. Lord, I praise you for that. I thank you for taking a little shepherd boy like me and making me king. I praise you for that. I thank you for protecting me all those years that Saul, the king of Israel, tried to kill me. I praise you for that. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for all the victories you gave me as I was the king, as I led the army of Israel into battle. Praise you for that. He says, Lord, I praise you for that time I fell into great sin. And you forgave me, and you brought me back, and you created a new heart within me, and you renewed the joy of my salvation. I praise you for that. He said, Lord, when my children rebelled against me as penalty for that sin, and my family fell apart, I praise you for that, because you gave me the strength to get through it. And my dear friend, the older you get, the more experiences you have, the more troubles you have, the more you ought to praise God, because you got more to praise Him for. You got more to praise Him for. I praise God tonight for the home that He let me grow up in. I praise God tonight for the mom and the dad that I had, and for the grandparents that I had, and the fact that they went to church and they made me go. I'm going to tell you something. I'll confess my sins tonight. I didn't always want to go to church when I was Robert's age. Didn't want to. But I had a mom and dad that I knew that if I... my dad told me, Robert, he said, no church, no eat. And I liked to eat a whole lot back then. And so I went to church. Don't tell me you can't make your kids go to church. Just find something they like and say no if you don't go. But I praise God tonight because I can look back and I had a mom and dad that made me go to church. I praise God tonight for all the times He called to me to be saved. I rejected Him. He never gave up on me. He kept coming back and coming back and coming back. I praise God tonight for that night that I knelt at by that couch in my pastor's study. And I prayed and asked Jesus to be my Savior. And He came in and washed away all my sins, and He was my Savior. I praise God tonight that He gives me the opportunity to preach and share the good news with others. I praise God tonight for my family and for my wife and for my children. I praise God tonight for my country and for my home and for the job that I have. And my dear friend, it ought to be the same in your life. Every once in a while when you get discouraged, you say, I'm getting old. Or, I just don't feel good anymore. You ought to just step back and sit down for a minute and think of all the good things that God's done for you. Now, you won't do it unless you do it on purpose. I mean, you get in the middle of a bout of depression, you get in the middle of some bad circumstance, you're not going to be able to praise God unless you stop and think about it. You ought to get a piece of paper out tonight and make you a note. Put it at the top, cure for discouragement. Tuck it away in your medicine cabinet. And the next time discouragement comes, you ought to go to the medicine cabinet just like you do for the aspirin. When a headache comes, take out that little piece of paper. Here's Daryl's prescription. Praise God. Just praise God. And stop and think about all the things that God's done for you. Hey, He let you get saved. He let you meet Jesus as your Savior. He kept you from going to hell. And most of you can look at a family and a home and a job and a country and a church where you can say, praise God! The older I get, the more I've got to praise you for. Look back to the last circumstance that you were in. He brought you out of it. He'll bring you out of this one. Praise Him. You know, we ought to do the same thing as a church. The older we get as a church, the more we got to praise Him for. I mean, you know, you can look back at that time in, I think it was Walt's living room, where five families got together. Said, we're going to start this church. Y'all look back and say, praise God that we are able to have a meeting and start a church like that. Praise God that we got to meet in the Masonic Temple. Yeah, we had to set up chairs every week. And yeah, it wasn't the best place to have church, but praise God we got to meet in the Masonic Temple. Praise God that he gave us this building. And hundreds of thousands of dollars, a building that we were able to buy. Praise Him for that. Praise God. Remember the first person that walked the aisle in this building that got saved. Remember the first person that got baptized. Remember when the piano came and the song leader came. And you might even remember when the preacher came. And you might say, praise God! Praise God! Look, the older we get as people and as a church, the more we got to praise Him for. And so we ought to be able to say like David, God, the older I get, the more I'm going to praise you. Because I got more to praise you for today than I did yesterday. And that ought to be true. That ought to be true. We ought to have more to praise God for tomorrow than we did today. Hey, He helped you make it through another day. The Lions won. Praise God. But just find something. Get excited about it. And say, God, thank you. Praise you for that. All right, number two. Another reason as David got older that he could pray and say, God, I want to praise you more and more, is that he knew God better. He knew God better. You know, there's some people you meet, and the more you get to know them, the more you wish you didn't know them. You ever have people like that? The more you get to know them, the more you wish you didn't know them. But there's other people, you get to know them, you love them a whole lot better. The more you get to know them, the more you like them. The more you get to know them, the deeper your relationship grows. The more you get to know them, the more you want to be around them. That's the way it is with Jesus. The more you get to know Him, the more you get to know this book and know about Him. Look, the Bible says that what's written in this book is only a few of the things that Jesus did. It says that if everything that Jesus did was written down, the world couldn't hold all the books. And so many of us, we don't even know this book. But if we got to the point where we spend time with Jesus and we spend time in His Word and we get to know Him, the more we'll want to praise Him. That's why we sing that little song. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love Him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and He's the one I'm living for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. And that's the way it ought to be. The more you get to know Him, the sweeter it's going to be. And the more you'll be able to say, Lord, I just want to praise You. Because the more I find out about You, the more excited I get, the happier I get, the more enthusiastic I get. You're a good God. Praise You. That's the way it ought to be. David said, look, I knew You on the backside of a desert. When I was a little shepherd boy keeping the sheep, I knew that You were good. You helped me protect the sheep. And when that bear and that lion came and You helped me kill them, I got to know You a little bit more, and I praised You a little bit more. And when You let me stand before Goliath, and when You let me hurl that stone at Goliath and kill him dead, I got to know You a little bit more. And then when You gave me the victory over the enemies of God, You let me lead the armies over the enemies, I got to know You a little bit more. And David said, God, I know You. Every day I get to know You a little bit more. I just want to praise You a little bit more. I just want to say hallelujah a little bit more. I just want to say praise the Lord a little bit more than I did yesterday. And it'll work the same way for us. The more we read His Word, the more we'll want to praise Him. The more we stop and pray, the more we'll want to praise Him. The more we stop and think about all the good things that He's done for us, the more we'll want to praise Him. And the older you get, now listen, it's like I told those that were here for Sunday school this morning. Every time you come to Sunday school, every time you come to church, your objective ought to be to find out more about God. You ought to want to learn at least one thing, every time you come to church, something else about God that you didn't know before. And I guarantee you, the more, the better you know Him, the more you'll want to praise Him. The more you want to say, praise God. Another reason that David, the older he could get, say, I want to praise You, Lord, more and more. Now listen to this one. God needed it more. God needed it more. He needed it more. Look, the more sinful the world gets, the more we ought to praise Jesus. The more the world curses Him in public, the more we ought to praise Him in public. The more the world makes fun of Him, and the more the world shames Him, and the more the world says that Jesus wasn't the Son of God, the more we ought to get out on the corner, and we ought to stand with this book in our hand, and we ought to say, Jesus is the Son of God. You say, oh, Brother Darrell, that's being a fanatic. Well, let me ask you, what's wrong with that? We got fanatics out in the world right now that are against Jesus. He needs some fanatics that will be for Him. He needs some fanatics that when the public school teacher says that we came from a bunch of monkeys, there's somebody that'll stand up and say, no, we didn't. God created us. We need somebody when somebody gets out and starts cursing God that will stand up and say, don't talk about my father like that. We need somebody that when the world makes fun of Jesus, will stand up for him. Now, the world's not getting any better. It's getting worse and worse and worse. You know what? God needs our praise today more than he did 5 years ago. He needs our praise today more than he did 2 years ago. And we just need to start praising him. We need to start... We just need to get us some good old songs. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. And just sing it. Just sing it. We need to get songs like praise him, all ye little children. God is love. God is love. Praise him, all ye little children. God is love. God is love. And we need to do that because he needs a lot more today than he did before. All right, number four. Did I do number three? Yes? Are you just saying that because you want to get done, or did I really do number three? Okay. All right, number four. Number four, David says, the older I get, the more I praise thee. Because, number four, he's getting close to the end. David was getting close to the end of his life. He was about to die. He doesn't have long to serve him now. He won't have long to praise him now. The lips that sang his praises will soon be still. The fingers that pluck the harp as they sing praises to God will soon lay down. The heart that beat with love for God is soon going to quit beating. And David, if you're going to praise God, you better do it now. David, if you're going to sing praises to him, you better do it now. And I think the older David got, each time he praised the Lord, each time he took his songbook and he sung one of the psalms that he had written, praising God, he asked the question, I wonder if this is going to be the last time I get to praise God down here. I wonder if this is going to just... He was sick. He was about to die. He didn't live much longer. And I sort of think that as he laid in his bed and he praised God, every song he sang, he said, I wonder if this is going to be the last song I get to sing for Jesus. I wonder if this is going to be the last time I get to raise my voice and say, praise the Lord. I wonder if this is going to be the last time I get to sing, hallelujah, God's good, God's great, God's wonderful. And David says, you know, this might be the last time. I'm going to make it better than I did last time. I'm going to praise God better than I did last time. He said, I want to go out on my best. I mean, if this is the last time that I get to praise God while I'm down on earth, well, I'm going to go into his presence. And I want him to say when I came through the gate, say, boy, David, you know, the last time you got excited and you praised me, that was better than you'd done it any other time in your whole life. You know, that's the way, every time I preach, that's the way I try to do it. I mean, I don't know. I may get up here and I get so excited, I have the big one. That somebody said on the way out this morning, says, you know, you'd be better off if you got more involved in your preaching. And I started to say, I really was, and I started to say, what do you mean get more involved in my preaching? How can I get more involved? But I said, well, I thank you for that piece of advice, and I'll try to do it. But every time I preach, I want it to be the best time. I want to preach the best. I know I'm not a good preacher. I know you got to fight to stay awake, and you got to fight to keep interested. I know. But every time I preach, I want it to be the best. I mean, I get up here, and I get excited, and I have the big one. I'm going to heaven. And I want God to say when I walk through the gates, boy, that last one you preached, that was the best one you preached. That's what I want it to be. And that ought to be the same desire that you have when you get excited praising God. Well, I mean, you don't know. The big one could come to you. You could go to heaven at any moment. And when you walk through the gate, wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great for God to meet you, Jesus to meet you at the gate, put his arms around you, and hold you close and say, you know, that last time down there when you were on earth, I know you were sick. I know you were hurting. I know you were tired. I know you were depressed. But when you told me you loved me, and when you lifted your voice to praise me, I just wanted you to know that that was sweeter to me than any other time you did it in your whole life. Wouldn't that be great to hear Jesus say that? Now look, he'll say that if every time we praise him, we'll do it like it's our last time. If every time we say, praise the Lord, we mean it more than we did the last time. If every time we say hallelujah and praise God, regardless of what the circumstances are, regardless of the trials you're going through, just praise him. And if you'll get the attitude that, Lord, I'm going to do it. I may not have another chance to do it. I'm going to make this the very best praise session that I can. It'll just keep getting sweeter, sweeter, and sweeter. And you can say like David, the older I get, the more I'm going to praise you. And then number five, David was able to say, the older I get, the more I'm going to praise you, because he's getting ready for heaven. He was getting ready for heaven. Now, you get to heaven. I'm going to tell you how it's going to be for some people. They get to heaven. They get off the chariot, or they get off the angel that carries them. I don't know how we're going to get to heaven, but however we get there, they get off, and then you get off and say, well, I wonder what I'm going to do now. So you start walking around heaven, and you see this group of people, and they're saying, praise God! Praise God! Glory to God in the highest! Honor and majesty and power to him that sits on the throne. And you say to yourself, oh, those people must be Pentecostal. I mean, they're all excited. They're emotional. I got to look for the Baptist. So you want to refine the cultured Baptist. And so you see another group over on the side of heaven. You walk over there, and they're singing, praise him, praise him, Jesus. And you say, boy, these are a bunch of, this must be the second Pentecostal church. Just a bunch of fanatics up here. And you see another group over there, and they're singing another praise song. And pretty soon you notice that everybody in heaven, you know what they're doing? They're praising God. They're praising God. And my dear friend, if you don't enjoy praising God, I got some bad news for you. You ain't going to like heaven very much. We need to praise God. The older we get, the closer we're getting to going to heaven. You need to get in practice. You know, a lot of people say, I've heard people say, well, I'm just going to wait till I get to heaven to learn how to praise God. Too late. Too late. You need to praise God down here. Get ready for it. Wasn't going to be long till David was going to meet God. It wasn't going to be long till David was going to look face to face with the one his lips had praised all his life. It wasn't going to be long till the veil was going to be pulled back and David was going to stand in God's presence. And David said, I'm getting ready for heaven, God. I'm going to praise you more and more and more the older I get. And we need to do the same thing. We need to get to the point where we understand that that's what heaven is, praising God. All the time, just day after day, and we don't get tired of it because we enjoy it because of the way he loved us and what he's done for us to get us there. And so we ought to be able to say like David, the older I get, the sicker I get, the more trouble I have, Lord, I'm just going to praise you more and more and more and more and more. Just going to keep praising you. Let's do it. We can do it. You can do it if you decide to. Just do it. Just praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Let's pray. Father, thank you that we have so many good examples in the Bible of men and women that show us how to live. David's a good example. Yeah, he had trials. He had burdens. Oh, he had some heavy burdens with his family and his children. But he was a man of God that praised you and loved you and honored you. And I pray that we follow his example. Dear God, I pray when trouble comes, we praise you. When sorrows come, we praise you. When the good times come, we praise you. That we just praise you day after day, week after week. And we praise you more and more and more the more you see us through. Father, I pray tonight that you'd make us that kind of people. We give ourselves to you. And we ask you to work in our lives and make us a people that praise you. I pray now, dear God, that you go with us as we go from this place. Thank you for each one that's come. Thank you for the encouragement that we've gotten from one another today, from being in your house, and the encouragement we've gotten from your word. I pray that as we go, and walk this week in the world, you give us strength to walk there, that we'd be the kind of witness that you've called us to be. And then, Father, on Wednesday night, you bring us back together into this place with our family.
and we could look into your word again. Thank you for letting us meet together tonight. Dismiss us with your blessing. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.